Hello, everybody. This is Cheryl A. Nocera, owner and creator of Why Are So Many People Broken? Today's date is November 13th, 2022. This podcast is going to be a little different than usual. As you know, I always like to help people, and, you know, I always encourage others to, you know, lend a helping hand, say hello, whatever the case may be. And especially during this time, it is the holidays coming up, and some people don't have anybody or just lost somebody, and maybe things aren't going their way. So you want to give an extra hello or an extra hug or an extra anything, right? Because this is the time. There are a lot of people out there that go through life, they're so blocked, and they know that they don't feel good, but they don't know how to ask for help. And even if you try to offer help, sometimes these people will just turn around and say something nasty or do something nasty or totally ignore you and just say, oh, that's nice. But the truth is, if you go around blocked, you're going to become blocked and you're never going to get anywhere. Well, that was my life probably like 10 years ago today. I remember sitting outside asking God why. Why couldn't I get another job? Why were things falling apart right before my eyes? And again, things weren't so great financially, mentally. I mean, everything in my life was a disaster. Anyway, whatever. It's not about me. But there are a lot of people out there that have this going on. Especially, again, the holidays are upon us, right? So I just wanted to read you something, and by the way, I didn't write this, so I cannot take credit, but I would like to share it, and I often feel this way, and it's so funny, when I read this, I said, it put like a nice feeling in my heart, and the person who wrote this is called Anushka Sharma, and it's a Facebook group, if you're interested. It's a Facebook group called Higher Dimensions. And now I'm going to read to you what Anushka wrote. Remember, whenever you're in a position to help someone, be glad and always to do it. Because that is the universe way of answering someone else's prayers through you. It's a good feeling, right? I mean, it's a good feeling to actually lend a hand to somebody that could use it. Maybe just lend a ear just to listen. Or maybe just even to just be standing there with them while they feel whatever they feel. And maybe just the fact that your presence is there, it's a good thing. And like I said, I always encourage this. Like a lot of times people say, why are you so friendly to everybody? Like, why do you have to know how blank, blank, blank is? I'm like, because it's a nice thing and it makes people feel good. And you know what? What's the worst thing? You say hi to somebody, they say hi back. They don't say hi back, who cares, right? That's how I feel. That's how I've always felt. I always enjoy other people's companies. And yes, I do have a lot of friends. And I've always had a lot of friends, which is how I think I got through the tough times that I've got through. But it's not even about that. Not everybody does, right? Not everybody has somebody to come home to and say, hey, I can pick the phone up and call XYZ, right? So we always try deep down inside to make somebody else feel good. Now, having said that, also reward yourself. If you're doing something nice to somebody, pat yourself on the back. If you feel like you could use a lending hand, ask for it. I always do. I didn't before, but I do now, because I know that sometimes people just don't get the fact that you need help and whatever it is you need help with, because again, a lot of people are blocked. They don't resonate that way, and you might be one of those people, and that's fine too. One more thing I'm going to leave you with on that note, you know, it is a good feeling to always help people, whether you volunteer or donate. Or again, just be there for somebody to listen. What I was going to say is always try to pull from your gut to make yourself feel good as well. Because every time that you do a kind gesture, it's noticed. It may not be noticed from that person or anybody else around you, but the universe sees it. If you believe in God, God sees it. You know? And I'm not saying doing it for that reason. I'm just saying it will be acknowledged. And on that note, in case people have not listened to any of my past podcasts, remember angel numbers, right? Any number that you see in threes, that is an angel trying to communicate with you. I'll tell you, 111 means angels are around you. 1111, yes, that is a time as well, is angels are all around you and listening. 222 means everything's going to be okay. And 333 is pretty powerful. It means that anyone that's once walked this earth, an old soul, is also surrounding you and hearing what you say. And 44 means, sorry, 444, yeah, 444, yeah, sorry. That means something very similar. And 555 means it could be good and it could be bad. I'll just say that. It means that there is going to be a major life change. It could be a good major life change. It could be a bad. So that's a tricky one. Now, this one's interesting because I know the minute I say it, everybody's going to say it's the devil. It's not. 666. And basically what that means is if you're angry, for example, say in your job something just happened and you say, oh, I wish I could get another job and get out of this place, right? That's anger talking. However, be careful what you wish for at that time because it could come true. And then if you didn't mean it, oh well. 777 basically and 888 and 999, they kind of go hand in hand. They basically mean that your life's purpose is being supported. So whatever your goal is, it's being supported. Okay? On that note, this is Cheryl A. Nocera. Why are so many people broken? Please continue to listen to my podcast. And oh my goodness, I cannot believe I forgot to tell you this. Last week, I finally aired my first talk show. It's called CAT, Cheryl's Talk Show. Check it out. I had a famous rapper, Al J. Burton. He's awesome. This guy is amazing. If you haven't heard him, please go on YouTube. Watch his videos. He's awesome. On that note, have an amazing Sunday. Bye.